Well, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has introduced the Senate-passed version of the Farm Bill as a top priority bill for the 113th Congress, a move that many in the ag sector are applauding as they urge House Speaker John Boehner to make the same commitment to rural America. But in the meantime, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has reiterated some of the priorities he believes the Farm Bill should address, including a strong safety net, strong but streamlined conservation programs, trade assistance, research dollars, and continued commitment to specialty crop producers and the bio-based economy, as well as, of course, nutrition assistance programs. But another priority that the secretary recently mentioned is somewhat of a new one, for the Farm Bill discussion at least, as Vilsack outlines the importance of immigration reform.
Agriculture has a stake in the immigration debate. Agriculture wants and needs immigration reform. Agriculture must have a steady and stable supply of labor, and agriculture relies on immigrant labor for that steady supply. This is a wonderful opportunity for us in rural America to embrace diversity, to embrace an immigration policy that makes sense, to embrace comprehensive immigration reform, to embrace the solving of this problem that has vexed us for so long, the creation of a stronger immigration system in this country. And in doing so, reaching out to the evangelical, faith-based community, in reaching out to Hispanic-serving organizations, and creating friendships and alliances and an understanding of what goes on in rural America and the important role that rural America plays in the lives of all Americans and all those who wish to be Americans.
Of course, those in agriculture and specialty crop producers in particular have long been requesting some sort of federal immigration reform that would allow them better access to a legal and willing workforce. So be sure to stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will keep you informed on any movement on immigration reform that may be coming down the pipe. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.